Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path, one that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately, I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word, but really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F-word. How about you?
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Got it. welcome to the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I am your host, Celeste Morgan, and it's a live show tonight. We've got people lined up for readings, tapping into what is this girl talking about when the lightning strikes. Well, can you believe there are gifts there? That was Karen Drucker. That's Drucker with a D, not a T. You can find her at KarenDrucker.com. Are you ready to receive the gifts of the goddess tonight? Are you ready to receive the gifts of the goddess that's showing up in your life, even if it shows up as a lightning strike, which for all intents and purposes is a owie, right? How you doing? Is that kind of show tonight? I'm going to let you know, straight up and down, I had a bit of a journey getting to you tonight. My hero, my rock and roll daddy, Lou Reed, has decided to become an ancestor. He transitioned at the age of 71. And there's one thing that I know about his life that I'm going to hold on to while I'm walking this plane, that life isn't worth living if it's not intimate. So we're going to get down and dirty. We're going to take a walk on the wild side. Lou, I love you. I have cried my tears, baby. But I will be as brazen and as gritty and as rock and roll as tarot will allow me. Because I can't play a guitar, but I can pull some cards. We're going to do that tonight. Seven is the energy of the day. What a powerful number to go out on, man. So I see him as an ancestor. You can have your tears. You can have your moments of grief, and that's fine. That's what happens when your heart gets broken, broken to open up to new beginnings and the ways of dealing with life and situations in a way that you never thought of before. See, that's what I'm understanding death to be today. It's the way for us who are still here and who are living as humans, having this divine experience, to tap into our own magic. I don't want anybody crying over me. I want you to listen to what I left behind. And Lou, you did that. So I honor you, I thank you, and my God, man, 71, and you were still grumpy and bad. That was the feistiest Piscean you ever wanted to meet. So if you've got some drama about Pisces being sweet and vulnerable and sensitive, pay attention to Lou Reed. He flipped the script for all of us. He was his own person. And I want to invite us to be our own people tonight. I want to thank all of you in the chat room. I see my sister Tracy Ann Miller's in the house. I see my brother, my teacher, my mentor, Don Wolf, Gregory E. Woods is in the house as well. I thank you. Ooh, is this a message? Oh, of course it is. Dear of the mind, we're going to check out what he has to say. Ah, yes, I think I'm going to share that later. Thank you for that, Gregory E. Woods, leaving us gifts. I will definitely be sharing that. Or, hey, how about you do me a favor and call in and read it for my listening audience, this gift that you left for me. Okay, I'm not leaving you out, guys. So whether he calls in or not, I will be sharing this amazing piece of writing about magic. And there, Delisha, where you been, baby? It's been too long. Thank you for joining me tonight. And there are other folks, numbers that I don't recognize. You're welcome in this house of love. I want to tell you a little bit about my family here at Life Conversations Radio Network so that you can understand that besides Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern with me, the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, there are other places where you can go and tap into the well of deep spiritual knowledge and fun. So let me go through that because we're going to have an amazing show. I'm so happy to pull cards for you. I'm on fire. Feeling great. Oh, okay. Yeah, I am. I am feeling great. I'm a little of everything right now, because when one of my heroes transitions, I take it personally. Just a great way to, you know, let you know you love them. That's how you know you love them, you know, when your heart hurts. But you also know that they'll come back and talk to you if you don't live your life the way you're supposed to. And I don't mean in a Santa Claus way, but I think when you're in touch with the divine wants you to show up as who you are. And I think the people who motivate you, who are present and walking the world, and who are your spirit guides on the other side, really just want you to show up and be yourself. That's your gift to us, and that's what this show is about. I just have some tools to play with it, numerology and tarot. So I have my tarot cards handy, and I'm very excited to see what kind of stories, number stories, and tarot stories we'll create tonight. Let me let you know, are you ready to dream heaven? Dreaming heaven? On the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, on Life Conversations Radio Network, Monday through Wednesday, to 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern, you can find Life Coach Today. He's the head of the network, and that is his show. And he is going to have an amazing guest on tomorrow, Lee McCormick of Dreaming Heaven. If you don't know Lee's story, you want to come back to lifeconversationsradio.com at 12 o'clock and get some soul food for your consciousness. They are going to go on a phenomenal journey about how you have a choice about whether you want to dream heaven or hell, depending on what you're focusing on. So where's your attention? Hopefully it's on heaven. If not, 347-426-3346 will get you through to me, and it'll get you through to Life Coach Today tomorrow. We also have Ancestral Blueprints, which is happening this week. It's the last Wednesday of the month with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today. This is a show that taps into your ancestral blueprints to see what ancestral ties might be motivating you and inspiring you or creating shifts in your life today. It's a phenomenal conversation. You want to be there for it. They say that October 31st, Samhain, or Halloween, as we in America like to call it, is when the veil is the thinnest between the living and the dead. Trick or treat. Getting candy, costumes. And for a lot of pagans and Wiccans, it is the new year. So whichever way you celebrate, whether you're going to be doing saints for your church festivals, fine. If your kids are dressing up as jack-o'-lantern, fine. Whichever way you're going to celebrate the last fire before we bring it into the home to get ready for the deep winter. Well, Ancestral Blueprints is a great conversation to check out, don't you think? And then on Halloween, you've got the Play Experience, Mbasa Safira, which has a phenomenal show right now about embracing love. And I know that Mbasa, and I want to make sure I get this right, Mbasa Safira with Sherry Marie, the love goddess, is doing something called Soul Power Live. I know she had Sherry Marie on, I believe it's from November 15th to the 17th. It's a three-day festival bringing life-changing events that include a powerful concert and a day of creative art sessions that offer tools for ultimate wealth, health, joy, and success for women. It's going to be a powerful time. You want to be there. But you know what? Mbasa will be there on Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern. So have you played with yourself today? Do you passionately love and appreciate you? Well, make sure you join Mbasa on the playground to get in alignment with your truth and with the little girl or the little boy inside that is just screaming for some fun right now. Her show's on Halloween. I wish my show was on Halloween. Okay, moving on. But anyway, that's the roundup of Life Conversations Radio Network, and there's another show as well, not on the network, that I do want to talk about, The Sounds of Soul with Adeya Difowosye on 12radio.com. That is a great way to spend a Saturday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 12radio.com. You can check him out. We've got you covered here all week long. Monday through Sunday, you are covered. Because Friday night, the Ask Life Coach Today radio show was also syndicated on Within Radio. And that's on inspirebroadcasting.com. So my family is busy. We are working on things. We are doing phenomenal work out there. And I'm so glad that you're tuned in to, I'm going to borrow this, Tracy Ann. I'm swiping right now. You get to get tuned in and turned on when you check us out. Tracy Ann came up with that last night on The Sounds of Soul with Adeya Difowosye in the chat room. And I told you I was going to swipe it, so I'm giving you credit. And when I say it again, don't worry about it. I want to thank all of you in the archives for checking me out, for coming back and tuning in. It's been phenomenal. Life is beautiful and full of lions and tigers and bears. Oh, my. In my Wizard of Oz voice. And since Halloween is happening on Thursday and not Sunday of next week, I think it is, or is it? Yes, Thursday. I'm going to give you my little witchy voice right now. Okay, so get ready for it. Then we're going to get tapped into the show. Yeah, I'm about to do it. No, really, I am. Life Coach Today, breathe, because I'm about to do it. I'll get you, my pretty. And your little dog, too. It's from Wizard of Oz. So how are you doing tonight? Are you partying tonight or are you partying next week then? Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. I see there are some hands up, but I want to tell you a little bit about what the show is about tonight. Tetrad at 7 is the energy of the day. And it's a powerful energy because let's say that, you know, a little baby was born today. Each one of us has birth cards. The birth cards that somebody would be born into today are the Tower, 16, and 7, the Chariot, which is what inspired this show. When lightning strikes. So when the lightning of the Tower card in tarot strikes, we often find ourselves out of sorts. Life shifts in ways that the walls feel like they are crumbling down all around us. We get pulled down from our lofty heights. It's in those moments we get to put together a new reality. Because even if you are flat on your back, you still get to see the stars. So I want you to tap into the sacred messages of tarot. Get in your chariot and ride into your victory. Yes, we're going to talk about lions and tigers and bears tonight on the Celestial Show. Together, we will find our way back home. Call in if you're interested in having a reading. The number is 347-426-3346. Gifts of the Goddess often come in lightning strikes. And one of my favorite ways that the Tower card shows up is in the Mother Peace Tarot. Because, you know, usually when we see the Tower in tarot, what happens is you see lightning strike and people falling off of a crumbling building. Mother Peace fashions it in a different way. In a way that, yeah, sure, you're going to, you know, you might fall, but you get to learn how to stand on your feet eventually. Essentially. We don't want to push that process too far or too quickly. Wow, these phone lines are jumping. This joint is jumping. It's really jumping. I'm being taken over right now, family. I don't know what I'm going to do. I might sing. I might break out a movie. You might get a card. I have no clue. But, why don't we go into the Tower and then we'll go to some calls, okay? Don't ask me. I don't know. I'm dealing with it. I'm breathing with it. Because I've had some lightning strikes in my life. You know, I don't know what you have going on. But the truth is, it's off the chain right now. So I don't know if your man left, if your dog left. I'm about to sound like a country song right now. I don't know if you lost your job. I don't know what your health is doing. But the point is, we're all here. We're all together. So let's create a big old love circle and join a love train. And we're going to get it together, okay? In love and light. That's my prayer. Woosa. Okay. So, riding the lightning. I see you, David. You better ride that lightning. Welcome, my brother. Beautiful to have you. All right. So let me tell you a little bit about the tower, just a little bit, and then I'm sure there are people who are really anxious to get their cards or to have a convo, and I'm really looking forward to talking to all of you. But it's really important for me to let you know, not just to go off on, I'm going to read your future, but to really break down what is the gift of the tower, the gifts of the goddess, because I do promise you that there are gifts to the challenges and the adversities that we have in our life. So I'm getting this from Jean Bakula, Hub Pages, who I adore. She has a great way of breaking down Mother Peace Tarot in particular, and you can see a beautiful picture of the tower. We have a woman of African ancestry on a tower. The lightning is striking her, but you'll notice that there is like an eclipse happening in the background, and there are these people who are waiting to get a sacred message from this woman. So even in your mess, there's a message, which Life Coach Today always likes to say, and I really love him for that because he reminds me of that. With the messes in our life, there are messages, and we get to become the messenger, which is exactly what the Tower card is about. So when the Tower shows up in a reading, some aspect of your life changes suddenly without any warning, and the change will be so radical that the person will literally feel as if struck by lightning and have to make quick decisions as things spin out of control. So there will not be enough time to consider all the possible consequences right away. The person will be bewildered by whatever change is thrust upon them and need to clear their head to resolve whatever has happened. The tower challenges old foundations and really shakes up belief systems. This is a change that will affect one to the very core. Although it is a hard time, often good things do come out of the situation. I'm going to read that again. Although it is a hard time, often good things do come out of the situation. A person could get fired from a job they hate and be offered one in an unexpected field, only to find that they are very talented in it. The mind has been cleared of clutter and will be forced to reassess life. It may be discovered that a spouse has cheated, only to make one see that they do not care. The marriage was getting boring anyway. Only comfortable routines and complacency set in, leaving no room for passion. The tower will not tolerate this. In Mother Peace, the goddess sits atop the tower she knows is ready to crumble. She is struck by lightning, so already her world has changed. Now, can you dig that? Is that where you are? Let's talk about it. Let me invite my first caller in. I'm cutting up over here. Avifa? From Colorado? I've got family in Colorado.
Ibitar from Colorado.
Say it again, sister. I want to make sure I get that right.
Ibitar.
Ibitar. You know I want to say Avatar?
Yeah.
Isn't that something?
No, some people do. Yeah, some people
are you an Avatar?
That mistake. I think I'm a star seed.
You think?
Yeah, I think so.
You think so?
Yes.
They're trying to get you to step into your power on the 7-day. So you
want
to reclaim
seed.
That? Good. I know that's right. Ibitar from Colorado. Welcome. How may I help you tonight, sister?
Well, I don't have a question, so whatever, you know, comes through, if that's okay.
Okay, that sounds beautiful.
I'd love to have a question.
All right. Well, you're calling on a magical day.
How are you doing this evening?
Oh.
How are you doing this evening?
Oh, thank you for asking. I am doing very well. I am feeling the ups and lows of life and integrating them and deciding to dance instead of run. That's how I'm doing tonight.
That's wonderful.
Thank you. I'm going to pull a three-card draw for you real quick.
Okay, so why is today so magical? Why is today so magical?
Well, I'm going to be silly for just a second. And when I say that is, my crush from teenage years, it's his birthday today. That would be Simon Le Bon from Duran Duran. And I'm serious, family. I'm not playing with you. The union of the snake is on the rise. And on the same day that my baby's birthday is today, one of my other heroes transitioned. So for me, it's like, wow, because I always celebrate Simon Le Bon's birthday. If you don't know Duran Duran Reflex, let me just tell you, Notorious B.I.G. and P. Diddy sampled Duran Duran, Notorious, Notorious, yes, okay. I'm shuffling while I do this. so Duran Duran has an influence on my life, and they're also influenced by Chic with Nile Rodgers, which I grew up with. So disco, rock and roll blend together, and that's why I have no shame being an African-American woman in love with Duran Duran. With that said, it's his birthday today, the lead singer. The other thing is my boy Lou Reed transitioned on a 7-day, seven is ruled by Neptune. And on just random search, I discovered that Lou Reed in 2010 was in a Coney Island parade where he was the King Neptune. And he died on the day of the number seven being run, which is ruled by Neptune. See, people can play with synchronicity as much as they want, but because I'm in tune to numbers and the planets that rule them, when I saw that, I was like, oh, my goodness, are you kidding me? He's a Pisces. He's a water sign. And he transitioned on a water day. Powerful stuff.
Mm.
So for me, that just brings magic. And seven by itself is just mystical power and wisdom on its own.
Mm-hmm.
So with all that energy
running,
Scorpio energy, that's pretty intense. Okay, Ibatar, yes. Got it. All right. I've got the Five of Discs. The Five of Discs is reverse, and this card is generally about worry, but it's reversed for you, which means that you have come across a situation where you have worried needlessly, have pushed through it, right? And now you're stepping to the Sun 19, which is about bringing it all together and connecting with your power so that you can connect us all as the world. So when I asked you, were you an avatar? Yes, you are. A starseed. Okay?
Yes.
So what does that mean? You moved through a process in your life where you had to worry about some things. You decided to see the goodness in it to allow this sun to shine on you brightly and then end up at the end of the major arcana cards of tarot as the world, which means all the sacred lessons that you needed to learn, you have gathered and you are ready to pass on your message. You got it?
I got it, too.
Anything that does not resonate with you that you have a question about?
No, it all resonates with me.
I'm so happy to hear that. Now, I've been playing, and there's folks lined up, but please, I'll be here live next week. If there's anything else, you feel free to call me. Let me know how you're doing, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. What does your name mean?
You know what? I just know that's the vibration of my soul because even though I haven't changed this name legally, I was just asking, you know, for my soul name. And my first name is Ibatar. My last name is Star.
Star. Wow.
Well, yeah, S-T-A-R, yeah. And it's similar to my name before I incarnated. It was Simbatar.
Then you be who you know you are and don't think about it anymore. You are. You got it, right?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, sister. Thank you so much. We got another caller. Thank you so much for being with me. We got another call, Sherry from California. We're going to get to see how she's doing tonight. How's it going, Sherry?
I'm good. How are you?
I am very well, sister. How may I help you tonight?
I'd like to have a message from Spirit. See what they'd like to share with me.
Okay. Shuffling again. I'm using Mother Peace Tarot deck, family, if you didn't hear me say that. Already had a starseed walk up in here. Specific message from Spirit. Sherry, I want you to take a deep breath with me, okay? I like to shuffle three times because three is a magic number for me.
Three is a magic number for me, too, right now.
Oh, excellent. Don't make me break out in the Schoolhouse Rock because you know I will, right? Do you know that song? Three is a magic number.
I do. I'm a singer-songwriter, so go for the singing. I love it.
Girl, you don't want me singing to you. Wow. Are you serious? Okay. All right, Sherry. Wow, you guys got a lot of sun. This is amazing. I'm going to shuffle three times. Singer-songwriter. Okay, so we're going to having a moment of silence with for Lou Reed as a singer-songwriter. I hope you appreciate his work.
I posted about him this morning. Yep, definitely. We took a walk on the wild side, which is what I do.
Good for you. And because you've been taking a walk on the wild side, I love that song. Good for you. I got a Nine of Wands for you. Nine of Wands is an older woman. She's absolutely naked. Nudity in tarot means unconditional love and acceptance for yourself. She is in a meditative pose, and she is regaining all her strength and her energy. It's to the right. So you're really focused. What the spirit is saying to you is that you really need to focus your energy on grounding yourself. There's all this red in this card, and there's yellow. So there's the energy of grounding with the earth, because that color is red in the chakra system. And then you'll tap into your power, which is yellow for the navel solar plexus. Fire, wands, it's fire, and it's passion. And there's a real strong sense that that's where you need to go. Now, you blow up even more. Here's another sun. Sun is 19. Now, here's what I want you to pay attention to. And Ivatar, if I'm saying your name wrong, forgive me if you're still listening. This is for you as well. Bless your heart, Sherry, for calling in, because I didn't get to say this. 19 reduces down to 19, 10, Wheel of Fortune, 1, Magician. So the sun shining on all of us is really about capturing that fire within your heart, sweetie. You pull it in through your roots, jump it out through your head, you know, illumination. You're in California, I know that because I see it, but it's that sun energy. It's the fire. It's the passion of life. And here is the other piece that you need to focus on with this energy that you're spreading. The Six of Discs is about give and take. Generosity. I hear a laughter. I'm going to stop.
Oh,
it's okay.
I know what they're saying. That's funny.
Okay. But it's reversary. So you are giving more than you're receiving.
I know that.
Cut it out.
It's hard.
Can you hear me?
This is about my twin flame, so this is a rough dance. So, yeah, I know.
Wow. Oh, wow. We got a twin flame story here?
Yeah.
Usa, here's the thing, though, right? You know that twin flames, like twin flames, we've got this romantic situation with twin flames, okay? I get it. Trust me when I tell you. Spirit gets this, okay? But this is what I want you to remember, Sherry. Our twin flames don't just come to rub us to make us feel good. Our twin flames come to show us where we need to grow, honey.
I know. I'm an intuitive channel myself. I just needed to hear a little bit from outside of myself. Believe me.
Gotcha. So
yeah.
Is this resonating with you then? Do you hear a message from Spirit?
You know what I get it. I'm supposed to pull back. It's so hard to pull back because I get messages and signs that tell me to do other things as well. And yet I know he needs to come forward. And I know this isn't primarily of romance. This is about Spirit. And it's about us going through our stuff and working through all of our stuff and coming to a place of, where we both can be vibrationally at the same level. And it's been a nightmare. It's back and forth for the last 3 years. And I'm heading back there in 3 days to where he is. So grounding, what do they
three
want
days.
Me to do?
3 days.
Yeah, three.
3 years. 3 days, 3 years, right?
Yep.
You're going back in 3 days. You've been involved in a situation for 3 years. I got that right? I got that number right?
Yep. So
you're going to have to be
years.
The Empress. You're going to have to be the Empress, number three. You said three was your magic number. Check this out. And then after this, we're going to go to a break. Sherry, check this out. Honey, I want you to look up the Empress card, Google Empress, and Mother Peace Tarot. So you can see a voluptuous woman lying down on the ground, grounding herself on the grass, connecting with her ancestors. Her lover is nowhere in sight. The focus is on you, darling. You have got to be so selfish that you can be so self-full that you can give from the overflow. I want you to get selfish. Selfish in taking care of Sherry's needs and desires. So selfish and so silly with your joy that whatever is supposed to come to you will come and anything else will fall away. And you will feel the luxuriousness and the abundance of the number three Empress. And the Empress card is ruled by Venus. We bow to no one.
Well, Michael needs to come in then because this has been, I know that. I know all of this. It's just.
And when you say Michael, you're talking
no
Archangel
nothing.
Michael or
yes.
him?
I know he's all around. No, Archangel Michael, I know he's all around me. He's telling me Archangel Raphael is right now too. But it's like, come on, you guys, they need to tie me up, tie my hands down so I don't say anything, send an email. I know when I go back, I will pull back and I will be just. You know, I'll just be normal, but my energy that comes, the energy that comes between us is so intense, and coming from me, I can't shut it off. It's impossible. So going, you say, you know, and like everyone else says, I realize that too. It's about self-love. It's about loving yourself much. I am so wrapped up with him. Our energy is so wrapped up. To separate myself, I'm finding it impossible. I teach this myself. I teach it myself, but this is so... Until you are in a twin flame relationship and walking in my path, tell me how to do this. This is a nightmare. The worst. I wouldn't wish this on anyone. Seriously.
Sherry. Look. I don't want to leave you hanging. But look, family. You can find me on the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan fan like page on Facebook. Sherry, please call me next week and let's talk about this more. I'm serious because. You have stories, and you have ways that you need to take care of yourself. I see you in a bath, water, rose petals, the smell of lavender, to chill out your energy, so that you can figure out what your purpose is and what you need to learn from this situation. I can also feel the tugging as you're speaking about the situation. But I'm going to leave you now in light and love. tell you to enjoy the adventure. Do not forget to look up the Empress card. 3, let her be your motivation for how to take care of yourself. Look up everything you can about the Empress and start using it as affirmations to embody it for yourself.
All right. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Sherry. We're going to take a quick break, family. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan, and we'll be right back.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki mind management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net, ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. I see people lined up. I want to get to every single one of you if I'm not able to do that, though. Please call back next week or check me out on The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan fan-like page. It's wonderful giving readings, and I do tend to talk. So let's go to Elizabeth from Chicago, see what's going on in Chicago. Hello, Miss Elizabeth. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
I'm hoping you can provide me with some insight.
Okay. What's going on?
A whole lot of nothing. I feel stuck. I'm planning to move cross country. I don't know how I'm going to make it there. I know it's something I need to do. I'm just starting to get scared and second guessing things. And I manifested 3 miracles the last couple days, but today was really horrible. And somebody didn't follow through with something they were supposed to do. And I'm feeling lost, and I don't know why.
So you don't know if you're on purpose.
Yeah.
Even though you've manifested 3 miracles. You see how that 3 keeps coming up, honey?
Isn't that crazy? Yeah, I mean, really. So, yeah. And I came here 3 years ago, actually, and I should not have come back here 3 years ago. And I know that. I know that.
I'm pulling 3 cards for you, darling. I'm pulling 3 cards for you. I see, isn't this interesting, this is one of my birth cards that I'm sharing with you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
17. You got the 17 star, all right? This is a promise of healing, refreshing waters for you after feeling the lightning strike of the tower, which is running today, 16-7, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So having things break down and crumble, but you are already being invited into the energy of healing, refreshing waters. You are where you are right now, dearest Elizabeth, okay? There's no woulda, coulda, shoulda. Where you are is where you are in your life path, and I'm sure that there are many things that you've gathered on your journey to get to where you are. You are going to be okay. I'm seeing the Priestess of Swords, which is a powerful card. I want you to focus on what you're thinking about, okay? Because we can create heaven or hell depending on where we're putting our focus.
Right.
The Priestess of Swords is a powerful, strong woman who is actually sending out an owl, which represents wisdom, to get messages back. And then we've got the beginning, Ace of Swords, the beginning of the Swords card, okay? So we have this woman, the Navajo changing woman, actually, and the 17 star in Mother Peace tarot cards, Buffalo woman. Mm-hmm. I want you to connect with that energy. I want you to connect with the affirmations, okay? Everything is being restored to you right now. Once you connect with that energy, you'll be able to move up your vibration to the Priestess of Swords, who is unlike the King or the Shaman of Swords. She's the feminine emotional piece of healing your emotions in this situation, because that's what I'm feeling, what I'm getting from you, is the indecisiveness, because you're going by how you feel versus really pulling the mind and the heart together to dance as one. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Any little thing that sets me back, I just go two steps back and think, oh, my gosh, I've messed this up. There's no way out. It's just a mess. And, you know, it's other people. It's not me. I have to realize it's other people's actions and not mine.
Okay. So how do you go back to trusting yourself? Because that is the key to breaking the lock about whether you need to relocate or not.
Yeah, my gut says go. I don't know how the heck I'm going to make it there. I can get halfway there, but I don't know. I've got to manifest the other half, I guess.
The question is not how.
Do it.
The question is getting your... There you go.
Yeah.
You got that,
yeah.
Sweetie?
Yeah.
All right, take a deep breath, Elizabeth. It's going to be all right, Ma.
It doesn't feel like it, but yeah,
it
you're right.
It never
does
when the lightning strikes. It never does. But listen back to this show and feed yourself some good stuff, honey. It's the stuff that you're playing with in your mind, and you're not by yourself. I'm not speaking this from a place of, oh, because I've worked this out. I've got some stuff that I got to work out in my life, too. You're not alone. You are not.
Yeah. Well,
but you are
loved. Yeah, welcome to it. Yeah.
Come back to me next week. Let me know how you're doing. I really hope you'll call back, okay?
Okay, thanks so much. I'll listen to the rest of the show.
Much love to you, Miss Elizabeth. Sending you love, okay? Oh, what a sweetie pie. We're going to go to Glenda. Hey, Miss Glenda, how you doing, Ma?
Fine, and yourself?
I am very well, Mom, very well. How may I help you tonight?
I just pull your cards and let's see what...
All right, are you pulling while I pull? I'm just curious.
No, I'm not. I'm going to let you go.
All right. I'm going to do a three-card draw. Huh?
I could. I think my cards are right behind me. Oh, my goodness.
It wouldn't hurt.
Yes, they are.
When I know somebody's a reader, I like for them to pull with me so that when I'm done, they can look at what they pulled for themselves. But in the meantime... And I'm trying to get through to all these beautiful folk. Let's do this three-card draw for Miss Glenda, regular listener. Ah, wow, Glenda, here we go. Eight of Discs. I've got, this is a working card. This is a work situation and your ability to connect and to share and contribute what you have to give in a working situation, or everybody working together, are you feeling like what you have to give is being contributed and respected? It's to the right disc, so I know that you're working on it.
What I have to give is being appreciated, you said? Well, that's
my word. That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
about
being
appreciated.
Very interesting. I'm doing a new moon life visioning event next week, Sunday. So I started doing that type of work. So I think that's what that's about.
Okay. Then we have the strength card upside down. The strength card upside down relates to it's Bridget, Bridget, Goddess Bridget, Bridget, which is about muse, poetry, writing, which I know that you do, flame. It's about being able to face your fears and create what you want in your life. And then, my dear, you have the card of the night that's being featured, which is the Tower card. It's to the left, which means the change in your life is coming, but not so quickly that it's going to overthrow you.
Huh. Okay, that's interesting. Very interesting. I think.
Does that resonate with where you are right now?
It does resonate with where I am, because I abruptly moved from where I was, and I'm getting ready to move again. But the again part is my more permanent place that actually just looked like it opened up today.
Okay, see what I'm talking about? It's beautiful. So listen, this is what I want you to do for me, if you remember it. Go to inbox me what cards came up for you, and we can play with it next week if you like.
Okay.
You're going to have to remember what card you pulled and bring
it
back,
okay? Right now. I give you one hint. Voyager deck. First card I pull is the nurturing card, Three of Worlds.
Gotcha. All right,
and the last card is
a
seven of crystals. So three and seven,
is seven is the number. The seven is the number today, and here's a gift for you. The seven card chariot is connected to the astrological sign of Cancer. So there's your gift.
Mm-hmm.
Big kisses
Thank
to
you.
I love you, honey. I'm so sorry to be rushing you, but
That's okay, no problem.
Me next week, Glenda. Don't be a stranger, okay?
Okay.
All right. I want to go to Candy. Miss Candy out of Atlanta.
Hey,
Princess.
How are you?
All
right.
Beautiful, baby. Okay, I've got to do this. I want to make sure I get to you. What's up, honey? How can I help you?
I just want a general reading.
All right, let's do you a quick three-card draw. Wow. Miss Candy, you're looking very beautiful in Facebook, and I see you traveling and doing the dang on thing.
Oh, thank you.
You inspire me. I've got to do it three times, or it doesn't feel right to me. I'm shuffling three times. Let's see what magic we got from Miss Candy tonight.
Okay.
You know I want to break out with Candy Girl, don't you?
Okay, yeah.
Oh, my world. Okay, girl, here we go. You know I shuffled this three times. I'm not playing. We got the tower.
Okay.
Changes, transitions, people waiting to get the message out of the messes that are showing up in your life. Because when that shows up, honey, the 16 tower, which is also connected to the 16 raven, which is magic. You got me?
Okay.
I didn't get to say that to anybody else. All right? And then we have the Three of Cups, which is you playing with people, making ritual and magic happening, and dreaming the life you most could have imagined. Whatever you're thinking about, whatever projects, collaborations that you're getting ready to get involved with, I see good stuff from it, but it's going to come from the mess that's showing up, you know, because you can't talk about anything you haven't gone through. And then, darling, I have the Ace of Discs for you, a newborn baby, not meaning that you're going to get pregnant, so breathe.
Okay.
But it means that you're going to get gifts and rewards and blessings in your life, okay? So from the lightning strike comes the collaboration, because you've been through some stuff. And from that, you get to experience rewards and blessings with the discard, the Ace of Discs. All right? Does that resonate?
Okay,
you
I'm loving it. Yes, I'm loving it.
Wonderful. I'm so happy I could be here for you, honey.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
I feel like I'm speed dating. Good grief. Okay, let's go to David.
Hello, Celeste.
Hello, David. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm delighted to connect with your energy. It's really great to hear you again.
Thank you. I feel like I know you, yes.
Yeah, we've talked
before.
Have
we really? Good God. Do you remember what I said? I'm just kidding.
you gave me some pretty powerful messages, as
well, David,
I recall.
I'm so grateful that you called back again. Can I give you a general reading to recall
Please.
A draw?
Great.
I swear this feels like speed dating. All right, David. This is what Spirit says to you. Seven is the energy of the day, family, because I'm going to wrap this up while I'm talking to David, okay? Seven of Cups. We've got a magician, all right? Being able to make the things, the dreams that you have come into manifestation is about believing it, okay? You are at the end of the tarot cycle. You're showing up as the world. It's reverse. You don't remember it, though, because you're blocked by mental projections. And you've got some crank with the Eight of Swords who are trying to tell you how you can get out of the box that you feel that you are in. It's all created by your mind, David. You have the power through your mind and your storytelling and your fantasy to create the life that you want. I have this woman, Seven of Cups. I've got the world reversed. So it's almost like you're not clear that you're done. And then the Eight of Swords. And that is an abrupt reading for you, David. I want you to call me back next week so we could talk more about this.
Okay.
But that's what we've got time for, David. I don't even have the time to ask you if you resonate. It's just
making
sense to you. You got
it? Yes, thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Family, thank you for joining me on a celestial show. Join me tomorrow with Life Coach Today on the Ask Life Coach radio show. Much love to you, and thank you for joining my party. I love you. Make sure you love yourself. We're going to end with whatever Life Coach Today finds real quick, because we're about to shut it down. I love you, people. Make sure you love yourself. What a show. Thanks for the ride.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.